We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
One of the most amazing things I've seen in this town, really, is the demise of this year's Pirates to the point where they are no longer competitive. 412-928-9370. I mentioned a number regarding Neil Huntington. I touched on this yesterday, Ron. Our old colleague Bob Smizek put out on Twitter sort of a project for people. How many pitchers has Neil Huntington and his staff signed and developed over the course of 12 years on the job? Now, if you want to whittle that to, what, 10, you know, because the last two you're not going to see any, maybe even the last three. So all his years, the only two starters are Cole and Tyone, the only two quality starting pitchers, and they were taken first and second in the draft.
Yeah, and they better have made it to the big leagues, for sure.
Oh, my God, yes. And you could even argue that Tyone, well, I mean, he's gone through everything and anything, but was the wrong pick with Manny Machado next on the board. And as Smizek tweeted out, that takes incompetence to previously unattainable heights. And Ron, you want to throw in relievers, one in a decade, if that's the fairest measurement, and that's journeyman Justin Wilson. That's as damning as any evidence you could have to fire Neil Huntington. And I'm firmly in the camp. Like, we talked about this a while ago, and I thought, yeah, you bring him back. If you're going to sign him for 4 years each, you bring him back next year and see how it goes early in the season. I'm now firmly in the camp of it is time for this to end. And where is the owner of the baseball team? Because it all begins with him. This all begins with him. Would you agree?
Yeah, it is. But he just, his operating policy, he does not speak to the public. What's he seen publicly? Once in spring training, one day where he does all the outlets.
Yeah.
And that's about it, right?
Yeah, his operating policy is wrong.
And I'm not even sure if he makes changes and fires these guys that he'll even show up for that. Coonley might end up doing
it. Yeah, I mean, like I said the other day, when the building's on fire, the owner has to show up, you know, and change things, change his way of doing things. Because you know what? In the end, it's not working to spectacular lows. You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington, the North Hills. You can text us on the Egger Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Egger Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. 928-9370. In the meantime, Ron, we had a couple different stories I want to get into coming up, and one of them we'll do next, and that's Francisco Cervelli, his sudden release. We'll talk about what we remember about Cervelli, the contract that he signed. But in the meantime, percent-wise, that Hurdle and Huntington come back next season for you is what?
It's dipping a little bit, but I still say it's better than 50-50. Before, I would have said 98 or 99. It's dipped. And if this continues, again, let's see how it finishes out. But if this continues, it goes below 50%.
I'm still above 50% too. Should they? I'm at 0%. But Bob Nuttington.
That's a pretty good one.
That's actually a good name. Is it not?
I think Filippone once called him Neil Winnington, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it should have been Neil Losington at this point. If nothing else, Bob Nutting has shown the ability to withstand a whole lot of darts, right, and a whole lot of bad times without really doing anything. It wouldn't surprise me if he did it again. Horse, what do you think? Huntington and Hurdle come back, percent chance.
80. As it stands right now,
I'm with you almost.
And you know,
almost.
This isn't us.
About 60, but how can you stand there and look at this manager? I want somebody for his own sake, for all of our sakes, to go out and just say, Clint, enough. You've done enough. Thank you. And we're taking you away from this.
I'm more concerned about the lack of development of players that they draft.
We just talked about that. Two starting pitchers who they've drafted and developed. Two quality starters in Huntington's whole time here.
I know, that's it.
And they were 1 and 2 picked in the draft, Cole and Tyone.
Yes. What about this Dominican Academy?
Yes.
I've heard so much about it. They've pumped so many of their resources into it. Is it going to produce a pitcher one of these centuries?
Well, even a player.
Or a player.
We've got Marte and Polanco.
A baseball player.
Yes.
Okay. All right. 412-928-9370. Let's talk about Cervelli. And then Ron's got some NFL notes and a whole bunch of things that we're going to talk about. Joe Block at 1125.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.